is real knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 8th edition of To The Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. I am your host, Mr. Maroon, and let's just jump right into it. In today's pod, we'll be talking about some generational criticisms, the street name for fentanyl, how we're being all tracked like endangered lions, who is to blame for our current state of United Affairs, and a lively discussion about a papaya versus a paella. Throw in some bad Shaq impersonations, and that sounds like a fun time to me. Oh, and we invented a new word, so we're doing our part to contribute to words. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, if you may.
Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
You said
I want to get to it. Yeah, I got. Well, the first topic was, I'll do that second. So the one we were talking about was NVIDIA. And of course, NVIDIA, the reason it's so big even more is because of AI. And
tell me about it. How you feel about AI, Sean? Is it going to take over the world?
It costs so much fucking money. I mean, like, and you can Google this.
It was cheap.
Wall Street, yeah, I think like, what was it? Like a Google search and then like a chat GPT search. A chat GPT search is like 10 times as much or 20 times as much like power. And then if you make like an image, if you want it to like generate an image, it's like 50 times as much power.
So here you go.
There's not enough capacity in the power grid or the data centers or anything like that to hold all this AI, and it's going to lose $14 billion by 2026, like, because it's just not profitable.
Yeah, here to make your point, Chat GPT search uses 2.9 watt hours of electricity, which is about 10 times more than a Google search, which uses 0.3. And then another thing says a single chat GPT query uses 15 times more energy than a Google search. In a year, chat GPT's energy consumption could power all of Finland or Belgium for a day. So to basically, hammer your point. And what's funny is that this was searched for using AI. That's how I looked it up. Also, it's Google search too. And it's kind of saying, hey, look, we're cheaper. And I feel like they kind of overestimated AI, where they're like, oh, it's going to do everything. It's going to change the world. And as I said, I believe now this might be two pods ago, maybe three, depending how I edit this. It couldn't even manage a fucking football team. It was last place. And it was so stupid. It was like, I'm going to be the best. It's like, well, of course, I think you're going to be the best. It's embarrassing. So, yeah, AI doesn't know how to adjust, how to adapt. So, yeah, so AI, to bring it back, way too expensive. Yeah. They assumed it was going to fucking fix everything. It doesn't. Yeah. It turns out if it's garbage in data, garbage out data, where if it just gets up crap off of Reddit. That's why I was recommending people to jump off a bridge when it was saying what to do for suicide, because it was taking stupid shit off of fucking Reddit posts. Like, that's what it's going to do. It's not going to really know the answer. It's where AI is amazing is like where they taught it. What's that game, Go? It's like almost like insane. It's like Chinese chess. It's like on crack. They taught it how to play Go, and it's simulating every possible Go game ever. Apparently, it's done like, you know, billions and trillions of games, more than a human could ever do because it's doing them so quickly. And therefore, it's beating any Go player ever. Like, the best Go players ever, it's beating. And it's because it's be able to, you know, it's simulating moves and it's doing stuff that a person couldn't. That's where AI could be really amazing, is if you train it on something, a model, where, or a game, whatever it is, and you say, these are the rules, be the best at it. And it might find a way or do something where you're like, oh, shit. Oh, we didn't think about doing it this way. Oh, that's an interesting move. Like, Go. Oh, no one's thought about doing, I don't get Go. So it's like, no one's thought about, I don't know, whatever, making this crazy move in the beginning. The AI did, because it's played 10 million quadrillion games, right? Quintillion, not even a word, not even a number. It's just played an infinite amount of games, and it's just better. And that's where AI could succeed. But, like, AI is going to tell you you're the best way to, like, install a shelf from, like, IKEA, and it's missing a screw, and it's like, oh, we'll just find the, you know, the stud. And you're like, well, you're looking at it, AI. And like, it's like, good one. You're a loser. And you're like, fuck you, AI. Find the stud. Where is it? And it's like, oh, it's 2.5 feet apart. And then you try to do it and you miss, right? It's a whole thing. You miss. It's just now a giant hole in the wall because you keep trying to find the stud. And you have one of those stud detectors, which doesn't work, by the way. They don't work. And you're wondering, is this thing just made of paper mache? Is this thing just made of hollowness? Is this nothing? Is this all sheetrock? Is that, that's what you're wondering, Sean. Then you realize you don't know anything about carpentry, life, plumbing, how to get food, how to do anything. And then you're like, wow, I can't hang a picture, let alone install a shelf. How sad am I? Woe is me.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
I wish I could disagree with you on that.
I know. And it's what it is, right?
Next topic.
I like this. What a smooth transition. All right, let's go.
You know what I've been seeing is all this, like, all these articles about Gen Z, like, when they're getting into the workforce, and it's like, oh, well, they have poor communication skills, and they don't have the office etiquette, and unable to cope, and not prepared for the job. And it's all this, like, you know, anti-Gen Z shit that they're pushing out there. And I'm thinking, office etiquette, not prepared for the job, unable to cope, inability to produce results. That's like half the people I work with.
I was like, just going to say, sounds like you're, like, describing what? Me.
Yeah. So, well, I'm describing boomers. I'm describing Gen Xers.
You're describing millennials. Z.
Yeah, describing my generation, millennials. This idea that it's like all the Gen Z, they're bad communicators. Like, whoa. Look in the mirror. Like,
yeah,
you are all, yeah, like, everybody, this is all dispersed throughout. So, and it's like, hey, you have exactly the same problems. This sort of, like, I don't know what it is, like, age discrimination. Like you said, it's like, oh, these dang kids. Like, it's frustrating to see, like, that anybody believes this nonsense.
Oh, for sure. No.
Anybody's buying it because some idiot on, like, Wired.com wrote an article about it.
Now, if it was TMZ.
No, yeah, then I'd be on board for sure.
Yeah. No, what I saw would kind of really open my eyes. And it's funny you say, like, yeah, anyone believes this shit. It's like, I saw this article, and it was more like newspaper clippings. And it was from, like, the 1940s. And you know what they were saying? They were complaining about the youth, the same things you were just saying now. Oh, they're going to ruin everything. Oh, they don't know, you know, a hard day's work. Oh,
yeah.
You know, they don't know how easy they got it. Oh, our generation had it harder. Oh, the technology advancement they have. Oh, they have this, they have that, that's better. It's the same fucking shit. Which I realized so quickly, it's nothing changes but the time. And they complain about the price of things. They go, boy, remember when the prices of housing used to be a nickel? Now it's $500, you know? And it's like 1930s.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Things weren't even worth things. like a pie wasn't even worth a penny. A pie was worth like, hey, do you have an egg? I'll trade you an egg for a pie. It was like back in my day, you know, we didn't even trade currency. Now we're trading currency. Everything's expensive, but it's like, yeah, probably back in the 1930s, their grandparents grew up, you know, they didn't have electricity. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you guys have it so easy. In the 1930s. Oh, now you guys have, everyone has a car. It's so easy for you. Now that the 1960s, you know, oh, everyone flies. Everyone gets to fly.
Yeah.
It's so easy for you. 1980s. Everyone gets cocaine. It's not fair. Everyone gets to use cocaine. Now it's 1990s, 2000s. Oh, you get the internet. Oh, it's not fair. Everyone gets the internet. Mm-hmm. Now it's 2024. Oh, these kids have Robinhood. Oh, it's so easy to, you know, invest. You can get quarter shares in Robinhood. It's like, I get it. Everyone has
not something. Like we didn't have E-Trade, right?
Yeah. It's like, get over it, everyone. Like everything's the whole point of advancing society is that our kids or the youth has it easier than the generation before. It's supposed to. If it's harder, it's like we suck. We fucking failed. Point is that everyone complains about everyone. It's just, it's a story as old as time. And it's like, you know, and get over it. Or I'm behind it and complain more.
Yeah. Yeah. Complain more entertainingly or don't complain.
So exactly. Or just, it's not even like no more opinions. It's like, we get it. The youth fucked everything up. Guess what? The soon as the millennials are getting to like the boomers age, like once we get to retirement age, we're going to get blamed for everything. Like buckle in, guys. It's going to be like, hey, you guys had everything. You had, you know, you had Facebook, you had MySpace, you had
that'll
it all.
Be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys had social media. So sky was the limit for you.
Sky was the limit. Oh my God. You guys had Nintendo Switch. You guys had it all. You guys could have asked Jeeves anything and you blew it.
I asked what's the street name for fentanyl? And the answer, Fetty Wap.
You're making this up.
No, that really? truly is the street name for it.
The street name is Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty something. Pretty fucking ridiculous. Wow. Imagine, you know, you die and then a new drug comes out called Jealous Boy.
Yeah, that is definitely my drug for sure.
It's like a perfume. It's like an aroma. All right, that's good. That's good stuff.
Whatever gets people high, man. Who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge? Couple of dancing monkeys, right? Just dancing for nickels. Pretty soon the world's, you know, going to be shit. We're going to be dancing outside bars. You know,
speaking of world being shit, next topic, $750 check to anyone who lost their house in Hurricane Helene or Hurricane Milton.
That's actually pretty generous if you think about it. $750?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous, dude. I couldn't even like try to pretend like with that. Like, oh yeah, it's actually good on them for giving anything, you know? They could have actually asked for money. I'm surprised they didn't do that.
Yeah, the bar, you know, that's a good point. Like the bar is so low that I'm coming in here like, how could they do this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how could they do this? They're broke. They don't have any money.
It's a mess right now, bro. And that's why you know, we need what do we need most now? Do we need leadership, strong leadership? Do we need a good economic plan, or, you know, talk to our, you know, foreign allies and try to unify and get something going? No, we need entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg said it.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Stop trying to put vaccines to people. You got to get this Xbox going, man. This Xbox Live got to get working. He did say that, by the way. He literally said,
you better get this Xbox like, working.
Bill Gates, who's been gone from Microsoft for like 20 years,
yeah.
You need to stop trying to put vaccines in people and you
get need, this, and get you this need Xbox Live to work.
Xbox Live so that I can continue to stream Madden.
Yeah. When Madden was good, man, Madden Online was the shit. And then what happened was people, I know this well, I played many years of Madden, Sean, as you know.
People oh, I were, know.
Don't mock me, you fucker. Off-screen fucker. So basically Madden, what people would do multiplayer is if you were in the fourth quarter and winning, you know, it could be the third quarter. If you were basically ahead, you could score the first touchdown. People would just leave. And there was no penalty. It was just like, meh, they left. It's no loss for you. It's like, well, it would have been a W for me. They're like, well,
it's
like
yeah,
the game I never happened, right? So people, there was no punishment for leaving. And It was like, all right, so everyone just left all the time. All the fucking time. Can't even take a loss like a man. It's not even like, you know, taking a handshake after the game. It's like spitting in your face and then like taking a jetpack, like Boba Fett. And like just flying away. And you're like, oh, yep. What a coward, dude. What a maroon coward just flying away like Boba Fett as he flips you off. And you're like, no, there's no justice in this world, Sean. That's what you're thinking as he flies away. There's no justice. And they go, tie game. And you're like, dude, I should be able to like, you know, harpoon that maroon down, like bring him down. You know what I mean? There should be like street justice immediately for that. He's flipping us all off. He's disrespecting the whole system. That's the same guy who like, you know, fucking steals one sandwich and now everyone's got to like fucking put a, you know, a fucking barcode on their sandwiches as they leave a Safeway. And it's like, we never wanted to wrap him, but this one guy stole a sandwich, you know?
You know what one I mean? Guy was me.
I'm glad you admit it. Like, I wanted to eat the sandwich in the store. That's where I'm going, you know? Like, how exciting would that have been? Eating it right there in the deli, you know? As fresh as it could be.
Yeah, looking, you know, looking at them like, you see me eating this.
Like a total power move. Like, yeah, I'm eating this thing you just made me, and what are you going to do about it? I am not breaking eye contact.
Yeah. Hungry eyes.
Anyway, moving on. So, this topic is, are you okay with the endless AUAs, the endless terms of service, this endless legalese bullshit that we just sign? We sign our lives over for everything. We just, hey, sign this, sign that. We don't even know what we're signing anymore. How do you feel about that? Because I had to sign a thing. This is how deep it goes now for fucking Epic Play games, Epic support, Epic Play support. I had to sign something up for it to play a fucking game. Goes back to, I believe this was Fall Guys. I think this was the game. It was. And I don't think I've said this rant yet. I think I ranted about Fall Guys and how we're stupid with the paellas. I did not talk about when I, right?
I have a side note on that when you're done with this rant.
Okay, but I wanted to, because before I launch into it, I wanted to get your stance on how we basically just sign over everything. We sign over our lives, and there's all this, like, data collection and all this, like, hey, just, you know, hey, whatever, what do you care? We have the right to do whatever we want with you, basically, the second you accept this. So how do you feel about that?
That, what you touch, is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, who was it? I think it was Larry Ellison. Am I thinking of that? He's the guy with the island. He owns like one of the islands of Hawaii. Yeah. he's not that guy. Okay. No, he owns one of the Hawaiian island, like the tiny one. Mm. Which is, I don't even know how that's legal. But he was saying that like, because of all the madness going on in the world and how rapid everything is, like we need, you know, forget about terms of service. We need to have like, we need to be tracking everybody 24 hours a day. We need to track what they watch, who they talk to.
They already do.
Anything you put on the internet, they want to, that's 100% tracked. But now they want to track everything you look at. So every Google search, everything you buy, everything you watch on YouTube, every music you listen to, every time you hit Google Maps and put in a place, they want to know where you went. It's like all of this, like I don't even want to use the word Aurelian. I'll just use the word like over the top. Just like, yeah, we want complete control because you motherfuckers are a liability, and we cannot. Yeah, so we're going to collect all the information from you. You're going to sign. If you want to do anything, you need to sign, you know, some contract exempting us from any liability. And that's it. And if you don't, well, guess what? You can go live with the Amish.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's well said. Because, yeah, it's like basically accept all of the benefits of living in a modern society or go live in the woods. And it's like, oh, well.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. 100%.
I guess I'll accept it. But what comes with it? It's like, oh, yeah, there's no privacy.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what's privacy?
But you get Netflix on your phone. So that's cool.
Netflix on the phone is pretty sweet, though. If it's 1080p, I mean, what's the point of even going out anymore? What's the point of getting a TV? Dude, I saw a 55-inch 4K TV. You know how much it was? It's at Costco.
$200?
You basically ruined it. Incoming hard transition. Anyway, point is, I don't invite a gang of people like this often because the parking here sucks. I don't know why. HOA, HOA, HOA. HOA.
Don't live in an HOA.
Yeah. Here's my two rules for anyone listening for new homeowners. Don't live under someone and don't have an HOA, 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 HOA. I have both. Yeah. Great times. It's terrible. I hate it. It's that's how bad it is. That's how it's so bad. I can't even talk. I don't wish it on my worst enemy. That's how much I wish it. That's a new word is wish. Is when you don't wish it on your worst enemy. I don't wish it.
Yeah.
You know,
I could go for that. Yeah. I don't wish this at all.
Yeah. Point is though, is that, yeah, living under someone sucks. It's like, oh man, oh, what's leaking this time? Oh, right. Then you go up there and they're like, nothing's leaking. It's fine. You're being weird. It's like, you're weird. And then now you're arguing who's weirder. And you're like, dude, you got like, you know, Zendaya posters on the wall and you're in 50. That's weird, dude. And he's like, nah, man, you're weird. Like, you have like an alien poster on your wall. And like, what is he like? You know, smoking pot or something. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Why are you in my bedroom? That's weird. And he's like, you know, it's just like who, it's the weird off. Who's weird here?
Well, your original topic was about like,
yeah, you want me to go back to
privacy
that?
Privacy and yeah, stuff I had like a that. Whole, yeah. Thing. Yeah. So what's that about? You know, my thoughts now, what are your thoughts?
I don't have any. I was just hoping you turned it into a topic. So I reached out to Epic Place Support and I asked them, why are they collecting my personal information and what are they using it for? And here is their exact response. We use your personal information for a variety of purposes. For example, to communicate with you, better understand our users, provide you access to our games or store, to develop and improve products, or combat fraud. And then it's saying you can delete your Epic Games account. So that's their counter. It's not like we can't track you. It's, well, you can just delete your account. So, and then he says, I hope my message is very informative. So, yeah, very informative, dude. So anytime they collect user data about you, it's to better understand, you know, better, I like that accent, better understand you. Like, why the fuck do you need to better understand me? I'm a dumb monkey playing a stupid video game where you are literally a jelly bean with arms, and I fall to my death, and the game is over, hence Fall Guys. What the hell do you need to understand about me? That I like jelly beans? That when I fall, I scream? That I enjoy football and making fun of maroons myself? What do you need that info for? Does a hammer need to better understand its user so it could be a better hammer? Does the hammer go, so, what were you thinking when you hit that nail? I'd just love to know if you were angry when you hit that nail. Hey, hammer, piss off with your 21 questions and just be a fucking hammer. What are you maroons at Epic talking about, bruv? What are they talking about, Sean? What are they talking about? Oh, and then they have the audacity, after this is done, to ask for a survey on how they did. Yeah, that was easy. Just a massive thumbs down, you know, which I could give to a lot of things right now. A massive fucking thumbs down. And their response was just peachy. Thanks for your feedback. Yeah, no problem. Anytime. As the great Michelle Tanner said on Full House, you got it, dude. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, man. I mean, the customer service rep, they don't give a crap. They're not here to, they're like, whatever, dude, stop talking to me. Here's my canned response. We use this information. Better understand you.
We don't give a fuck about you.
No, really, it's we use this information so that we can monetize you in the future. And figure out what we can push, what game we can push on you, and to figure out, you know, how much, like how bad can the service be before you'll stop using us? Because that's where we're going to get to. We want to get right to that line where it's, you know, it's we put the least amount of effort into the game store, but you still use it. That's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So if we see. If we see you making a lot of complaints and stuff, like, okay, we got to up our game. Or, but if we if it's like, hey, we just keep breaking the Epic Game Store every 20 minutes and you keep using it, then we're going to use that information to make sure that we don't fix anything. Because why should we? It's like with Overwatch, they had – you could get the loot boxes. No problem getting loot boxes or paying for them. You know, you're doing the – you're swiping the credit card for that.
Yep.
But if you actually want to play the game, oh, can't play the game. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's how can we perfectly predict what this person is going to buy and what level of shit they will tolerate? And, yeah, so that's what they were telling you.
I mean, and what we're telling them back is we will put up with a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah,
we will pay $60 for a game that's in beta.
Yeah,
we will sit in line for a phone that adds a megapixel.
Yeah,
am I boring you, Sean? Is that it? Am I boring you?
A little bit. Yeah. Wasn't gonna say it, but you asked.
I mean, I got no further questions, Your Honor. No, that was my I could not believe that Epic thing, and yet I also could. I just noticed how many things ask you for your information and how every account, whatever it is, anything you sign up for, everything wants you to just give your rights away. Oh, you play Overwatch? Oh, it's going to record you now. It's like,
yeah.
What do you mean? Like record? It's like, no, we're going to record your audio as you talk and to better understand you in the game. It's like, you're going to record me in my audio? Like, what are you doing with this information? It's weird. It's weird how it's gotten that way so quickly. And everyone's just, and anyone that asks a question, you're automatically looked at like you're weird or like, oh, dude, just sign it. And it's like, I get it. Like, you know, you can't play Fall Guys without accepting them tracking everything about you. But, and you know, I have a fucking Android. So who am I? I got a fucking Galaxy. So who am I? Like, oh man, get everyone. They're tracking us. It's like, you're using Google. They're the biggest trackers of everyone, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, we have an option, and it's like go live in the woods.
Sounded more and more interesting. Just saying.
Absolutely. Like more and more, it's like we're looking at all the stuff we have, and it's not even that good. I mean, at least be good. You know, again, going back to Snoop Dogg, the great Snoop, he's saying, hey, you got to make Xbox Live work or else people are going to start asking questions about our society and our world that you guys aren't going to be able to answer. And, I mean, he's wrong because Xbox Live is always broken and no one's really asking. Everything's always broken. And you think like,
go somewhere where everything's fixed.
Where are the people out in the streets demanding a fix? It's like, no, they're all just exhausted. Yeah, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Our chance to complain was 1994. And we wasted it, Sean.
Yeah.
I was 8 and I blew it. It's like those memes you see where they're like, you should have bought a house earlier. And it's like kindergarten self. Like, oh, damn it.
Damn it. If I just invested in my Roth IRA starting it.
Yeah, just start it. If the sooner you start your 30-year Roth IRA, the better. And then you could get it when you're in your 50s. So you're telling me I should have started my Roth IRA at 21? Yeah. At 21, I thought Fireball whiskey shots were good. I didn't really know a lot about life. Yeah. Oh, they're just giving them away. I found out as I got older. Oh, there's a reason why. They don't give a shot away because it's amazing. They're like, yeah, here you go. Would you like here's your party bus for like $800. We're going to drive you to the city. Hey, we'll give you whatever amount of Fireball whiskey shots you want. Oh my God. This is so cool. Could we have the whole bottle? Yeah. Knock yourselves out, you plebs. That's what they'd say. Go nuts. You have another thing of Fireball whiskey? No, it's only one per ride. It's a 3-hour ride. Yeah, well. Should have planned better. You took our whiskey as we're getting on the bus. Yeah, well, it's gone now. How's that possible? You're driving, you know?
This is the stage of Danny talking to himself.
Yeah. I'm surprised sometimes when you're here.
Yeah, you go.
yeah. Look at a straight jacket. And then, like, you make, like, it's like you're the person sitting there taking notes going, next topic.
Go. Yeah, we'll do my topic, then we can go on to yours. John Kerry, former Secretary of State. He's kind of like a big, like New World Order guy. Like,
NWA.
You
know, he wants, even though it's NWO.
Right, yeah, he kind of wants one world government. And he was at some conference, I think it was like for World Economic Forum or something like that. And he was talking about like the rise of the internet and how it's so pervasive now. And so he's going on about like the good old days, there's only 3 news sources. So they were easy to like fact check and control. And now everybody can kind of be a news source and they can choose where they get their information from. And he thinks that's a problem. And he's saying, well, you know, that we have the First Amendment in our country, so we can't just go in and, you know, hammer on some, you know, news source or somebody saying something. We don't have the ability to just like take them down. And he's kind of like sad about that. And he says, well, what we have to do is we got to get enough sort of like backing in order to get rid of the First Amendment.
So he's your favorite political candidate now.
You know, I think maybe not John Kerry exactly. The House
should be against the First Amendment, whoever it is. I think that's who should spearhead it.
Yeah, it comes off. Yeah, because it's either going to be like we're against, you know, we're against disinformation. That's the how they call it. Like, against, we don't want disinformation.
When they're the ones that are, you know, pumping disinformation. But yeah,
continue. Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's like you guys get to do disinformation. Yeah. Ridiculous. So that's one way of getting at it. The other way is the protests. Like, oh, protests are bad. We don't like them protests. They're riots. So even though you have freedom of protest, you don't get to riot. And we decide if we like it, it's a protest. If we don't like it, it's a riot. Mm-hmm. So that's the little trick that they play. So there's going to be more and more like pushback on this pesky First Amendment. And yeah, John Kerry is going to continue to. I mean, the guy looks like a basset hound. I mean, like, what are we doing here? Like, this a basset hound is going to like be presenting at the World Economic Forum? I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, he's taking woof almost literally, right? You know.
Yeah.
What a joke! What a joke this is.
Yeah. So that's my rant.
That's pretty good, dude. He looks like a bastard.
He does. Like,
he's got the droopy face.
Am I wrong? Yeah.
I mean, oh man, that's too much. And you know, like, he's not about a First Amendment, but again, like, I kind of think he's your boy. It just, the problem is he probably is not extreme enough with the First Amendment. He's like, well, we should eliminate First Amendment for most people. And you're like, oh no, no, mon chéri.
Right.
For all.
It's gotta be for the government too. Like, you That's guys can't saying. Say exactly. anything.
Yeah. You're like, and I want no one. Yeah. And sorry, what were you gonna say?
Yeah, no, they want to eliminate it for things they don't like. Not, they don't want to be consistent. Like, I'm consistent that no group or person should have free speech. And they're of the impression. Yeah. Regardless of if I agree with it or not.
I like how you're let me reiterate my absurd
Let me be real clear. I am against freedom of speech for any person or group or it's government. So they should not be allowed to say anything. Yeah.
And I think free speech is the only thing that's keeping us alive right now. You know, the only thing keeping us going is free speech. But I love the what I respect of it is the what can I say? Is it how uniform it is, how it's across the board, how it's like, no, I'm not saying no free speech for this group. I'm saying no free speech. That's what you're saying. None. No free speech for anyone. And it's like, all right.
Nobody free speech.
Yeah. Yeah, at least he's not playing favorites here, right? People.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. Yeah, but hey, you know, that's the ironic position is that's the point of free speech is someone, in my opinion, should be allowed to have the position of, well, I don't think any of you can talk anymore. It's like, all right, guys, he's got to have the floor. That's the whole point of free speech. That's the full irony of it. He's like, well, this guy's talking about taking it away from you. It's like, well, if everyone agrees with it, then I guess that's what's going to happen. But until that point, because of free speech, he gets to talk about how he wants to eliminate everyone's free speech. And that's what makes free speech great. You should be able to talk about that shit. Anyway, moving on. It's fucking ridiculous, man. Like, it's kind of, I feel like, how they want us to be. It's just dumb enough to be able to operate the machines, as Carlin said.
Yeah.
Not smart enough to realize we're getting fucked.
Yeah, what was, kind of the continuation of that is like, yeah, how do we get these people to, like, you know, not even smart enough. Just like, how do we get them so demoralized enough? And yeah, it's sports. Not sports, addictions, you know, distractions. That's number one. And two is heroes. We got to give them a couple heroes.
Or villains if you see them winning.
Or villains. Yeah, you know, there's two hero villains, and you will see one of them as a hero and one of them as a villain, mm-hmm. and you will, you know, you'll rest all your hopes on it, and then if it works out, oh, this is amazing, we can now retire, and if you lose, then you're demoralized. So it's really a fantastic strategy, and I don't even know if they really understand that's what they're doing, or if it's just about like, hey, whatever. It's just on autopilot at this point. And yeah, I think sports is a huge component of that, particularly the distraction piece.
I think this helps a lot too. You probably can't see it, obviously, if this is audio, but I'm holding up a beer right now. I think a large part of distraction. Alcohol, football, politics is another huge one. All these things that used to kind of like distract us. They get people fired up about these things. Social media, which they use to kind of push whatever narrative they're going for. And it seems like, we are so distracted now. We don't focus on the things that matter or the things that make us happy. Like, we'd rather distract ourselves or focus on the things that make us mad and the things that divide us. And it's kind of ridiculous because there's probably things we're never going to agree upon. Like, I've known you for almost my whole life, and there's things we agree upon and it's fucking hilarious, and that's why we get along. And there's some things where I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? And same thing with you. Like, it doesn't matter what I say, how much I talk about it, you will never get into fantasy fucking football because you don't give a shit about football. You know, it's like, do, but not like to that point. Yeah, there's a point where it's like, you know enough about it, but you're not going to like care about it where it affects your day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And fantasy football, it's like, not only does it affect your day-to-day life, it affects your week-to-week life, it affects your mental health, your physical health. You know, you're like, oh my God, did my team win and all that? And you're caring about these players that you honestly, they don't, not only don't give a fuck about you, but like, they're not even on the team you root for. They're just like, it's a random assortment of like, you know, Lions players, and here's a Seahawks wide receiver. The point is that you have this random assortment of players, and you're not even root for the team that you're supposed to root for, if you will. But apparently that's how people in Europe do. They just follow the players and not the team, and it makes them happier. The difference, though, is that, again, they root for the players and their individual success. We root for a team, if you will, of individual players for fantasy football, and that team goes head to head with another team, and it usually loses or gets hurt, from my experience.
Or gets hurt.
And it's like, what am I doing? And so, yeah. And then you put your happiness into that. And so, yeah, we are just surrounded by distractions, or we are manipulated by things that we can't really control, but somehow they dictate our happiness, which is hilarious. It's like, mm-hmm. Here's this fantasy team that I have zero control over what they do. And even worse, I have even less control over what the other team does. They just pick the best players and just be like, oh shit, you beat my guys. And if you lose in fantasy, you're like, oh man, like, you take it into like the waiver wire. It's like fucking Thursday. And you're like, yeah, I got to make up for last week. It's like, dude, who? It's a fake team. And it was 4 days ago. Who gives a shit? And I'm like, gotta come back. So dumb. What a dumb thing I care about, Sean. It's like, well, what's that, fantasy? No, my life. Spotting down. Next topic.
You can't have a united country based on your reality TV shows and your fantasy football leagues and your beer selection.
Disagree.
I mean, I guess I'll rephrase. It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be, but this is Sean's fantasy land.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't think unity of this country is a worthwhile or worthy or even attainable goal. And the kind of like you know, it kind of, it gets, what you were getting at is like, hey, most people kind of are 80%. And then we have these extremes that are taking up all the space. I 100% disagree with that. I think the reasonable center has ran everything. The far right and the far left don't run shit. You know what they run? They run Twitter, and they run, you know, whatever, chat rooms. That's what they run. They have no actual power to do anything. So whenever there's like, oh, the far right and the far left, they're so loud and they're taking up all the oxygen, they're taking up all the space. That's all they have. They don't run healthcare. They don't run the military. They don't run law enforcement. They don't run education. They don't run social services. They don't run you know, the Teamsters. They don't run Jack. Neither of those groups, and one of them is my group, the far left, but neither of these groups run Jack shit. So forgive us for bitching really loudly on Twitter.
You're not forgiven because you bitched the reasonable center, which is insane. center's in charge? What are you talking about, bro?
So who's in charge then? Who's in charge?
You have no idea who's in charge. I'm going to need another beer for this. This is the reasonable centers to blame. It's insane. What a maroon take. Hang on, dude. You fired me up. Ridiculous, dude. Reasonable centers to blame.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Welcome back to Sean's Descent into Insanity, where we interview Sean as he deals and gripes with his descent to madness. Sean, you were continuing on how you thought the reasonable center is to blame for all the was it world's problems or America's problems?
Both. I would say I'd say the world as well by extension, but yeah. Starting with America. That. We can just focus on that.
Let's go to the world. Okay, let's start small.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see.
So the reasonable center. So basically, you're blaming the public then.
Yes.
Yeah. But the public is the ones that are just given, you want shitty option or shittier option? And they go, all right, I'll take an option. And then you're like, you idiots.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No matter what option they took, it's you idiots. Yeah.
But that's the thing. They were given with two terrible choices.
They were given three, but you know,
well, most people can't see the third. That's the problem.
That's true. Yeah.
So
yeah, you're stupid for not choosing the option that you can't see.
Yeah,
you should have seen. Yeah, you should have seen past the matrix.
Well, it's not even a third option. It's like there's more than a third option. It's not even that there's three.
Oh yeah,
it's like there's a lot of options, but the fact that it's just one or two, it's like, well, it's definitely not one or two. You know, is it red pill, blue pill? It's like neither.
Right.
It's like, oh no, but it's got to be one pill or the other. It's like, well, your choices are your question's already wrong. This is immediately full of fallacy. It's this or that. It's like, how many bananas are there? How many paellas are there? True or false? And you're like, what? You didn't ask a true or false question.
When you say, this is what, you know, I'm glad you brought this up, paellas. Yeah. So are you talking about bowls of paella?
I'm talking about a paella.
Or are you talking about a fruit?
I believe it was quoted.
Because
the boys.
There's no, you could be talking about a papaya.
Is it papaya?
A papaya is a fruit. Paella is like shrimp, and it's like.
That's hilarious.
Shrimp and rice and I forget what else is in it, but it's like. Yeah,
it's not even the right. That's hilarious. That's not even the right thing. I remember in The Boys, she was saying, "Yeah, I went to Spain and someone ate my paella," and I thought that was the funniest thing. And I assumed it was about a fruit.
And I just thought, what a funny word. And now I'm looking it up. And paella is a traditional Spanish rice dish. Is this what you're referring to?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's not at all what I thought it was. It must be a papaya.
Papaya. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is hilarious because that is not what the actress says. She does not say papaya. She goes, oh, and someone ate my papaya. She says paella. So, yes, I'm an idiot. But what makes me laugh is that someone wrote that. Someone proofread it, went, yep, that's right. Someone then produced it. Someone then directed it. Someone then acted it. And everyone said, yep, that's it.
Yep, paella. That's final cut.
Final cut. And maybe she meant someone ate my traditional Spanish rice dish made with a variety of different proteins, especially essential ingredient is saffron. I'm pretty sure I meant papaya. Because if you look up a papaya, I meant a papaya.
There we go.
Yeah. Anyone who's going, well, what is this idiot talking about? This guy's a maroon. You're not wrong. But I am now going to look up, and I'm not going to do it now, that fucking scene from The Boys where she goes, and everyone ate my paella. She does not say everyone ate my papaya. And if she does, I'm going to lose it. That is going to be my fucking, what's it called? My Mandela moment where it's like, no, she said paella. I know she did. And it's like, oh no, she said papaya. And it's like, no, she didn't. So papaya. Yeah. Well, thank you for correcting that, Sean. I appreciate it. Cause someone made fun of me about that, about paella. And now I know it's not even the right thing that I was trying to make fun of. It's a papaya. Someone count the papayas, which is a fruit. A paella is not a fruit. Thanks a lot, Sean. Couldn't just let that go.
You kept bringing it up. So
I brought it up now.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah. It's a real thing. It's happening.
But anyways, whenever politicians agree, it's a bad thing. That's my point.
Way to bring it home. Look at you. You are King Paella.
Not King Papaya. King Paella.
That'd be weird. Yeah. Well, politicians be weird, Sean. What do you want from them? You know?
Well, and the thing is, they agree on all like the really, how do I put it? Really like impactful stuff. And the disagreement is on the culture war shit. They disagree on, geez, I don't know, reproductive rights. And yeah, what a paella is versus a papaya. But yeah, it's like, we're only going to give $750 if your house got wiped out by a hurricane. We all agree on that. So, yeah.
No, we all agree that Tank Bigsby is the number one waiver option at running back.
That would be kind of a cool debate of the vice presidents, like your knowledge on fantasy football.
Yeah. He's like, do you think Tank Bigsby makes a good waiver option? And he's like, he has good opportunity in Jacksonville, but their offensive line is a mess. People are, what about Travis Etienne? He goes, I've given Travis Etienne, aka my dog T.E. Jr., a lot of thought. If his volume isn't there, his efficiency isn't worth it.
How about the Shaq Diesel analysis of every team ever? Oh, the Shaq Diesel. The big Aristotle. This team's going to be really good as long as they're healthy. No shit.
As long as
you're they're never healthy, yeah. As long as no one gets injured.
As long as no
they one. They're going to be doing real well.
If Giannis stays healthy, And if his point guard stays healthy, if Drew Holiday stays healthy, if Chris Middleton stays healthy, they are going to be one of the best teams in the East. You can book it.
If Fetty Wap stays healthy.
If Fetty Wap maintains his Fetty Wap status, you can bet your ass he's going to maintain Fetty Wap. Well, yeah, he's Fetty Wap, but you better bet your ass he's Fetty Wap. Well, yeah, of course I'm going to bet my ass he's Fetty Wap. If he maintains that he's Fetty Wap, he'll still be Fetty Wap, won't he, Shaq? Let me tell you something. I got spotted in Toronto within 30 seconds because I'm Shaq Diesel, and I get spotted very quickly. Well, yeah, you're also 7'5", getting followed by a camera. It also looks weird. But I'm also Shaq Diesel, and I'm very popular, even in the people of Toronto. Also, I have a lot of hot takes. Like, hot take, what if there's an earthquake on Mars? Do you ever feel it? I don't know if that's a hot take, Shaq. It's just a thought. Incoming hard transition.
Speaking of, this will be my final topic for the night, is you know about the Diddy story?
I'm aware that Diddy did a lot of Diddy things.
Who's got caught up? My boy, Russell Brand.
Oh boy.
He is really caught up in that shit. And it just kind of like reminds me, like, don't have heroes. Don't have like caught up people like you look up with to.
Diddy, or he's going after Diddy.
He was with Diddy. He was on like private jets with him. He did like the egg challenge where you put like a hard boiled egg up your butt for like, I don't know, a minute or something like that. Mm. And he's getting pictures with Diddy, and he's like kissing the egg. It's so fucking weird. And and I'm thinking like, oh man, I used to really like, you know, maybe not like a role model, but sort of like, oh man, this guy's really a truth teller,
for sure.
That kind of thing. Like, oh man, he's really interesting person. It's like, oh, actually, you should not do that, because here's what you get.
Yeah.
So now he's like, he changed his religion. He used to like be kind of like, I don't know, like kind of like had his own religion, or like he didn't really say, oh, I'm going to join a major religion. He said, oh, well, you know, it should be everybody's choice. Now he's jumped on the Christian bandwagon, because that's where the money is nowadays. And he's a MAGA guy. He just had a rally in Washington, D.C. And it's like, oh my God. What am I like? So it's good, because it rips the illusion of like, look, no one out here is like, they want like status, and they want to, you know, a decent, you know, a good life. And the easiest way to do that is just to, you know, go wherever the wind blows. So, in this case, it's not going to work out. But yeah, don't have heroes. That's the point of this. I'm done.
You're not done.
I'm done.
Good stuff. Good stuff or bad stuff? It's all bad stuff.
And that's fine. I mean, if it was like, it should just be all bad, and we just keep it, and people will hate watch it. I want to have something that they hate watch. Like, oh, these guys are so stupid. Look at them talking about fantasy football. Yeah. And
stupid sideline reporter rants.
Yeah, Russell Brand. You won't shut up about Russell Brand. It's like,
he's good. Your hero. This is your king. You know,
this is the man you worshipped, or you know, whatever. Or yeah, this is the guy you looked up to. You thought he was really interesting character. It's like, look at him now. He's doing MAGA rallies with Jordan Peterson. Like, I'm not even joking. Jordan Peterson has like this flamboyant jacket on still, because it's Jordan Peterson. And I'm going, huh, I have really made some bad choices in my life about who I should like, where I should like focus on. But at the same time, I don't really know how to do anything else. Like, I mean,
too far.
What would I do? Yeah, that's like, I'm basically a boomer. It's like, hey, I'm too far gone. Like, what can I do? So yeah,
there you go. Good way to end this.
I'm gonna write that down. That's more for me. It's like, hey, stop saying that you're too far gone, because you're not,
or you are, and what's the point of saying it?
Yes. And he is too far gone. A lost cause, that one. But I think the paella versus papaya debate will continue on with the scholars for centuries. And just to clear it up, I did actually look up that scene from The Boys. She says paella. But she was saying she tendered her way through Barcelona and they ate my paella, which is fucking hilarious, by the way. And I get why she said it. Why she said paella, because Barcelona, it's a Spanish dish, but my brain is absolutely broken and my mind went to what a papaya looks like. And yeah, a papaya is quite the visual, is all I'm saying. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the maroon.
Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy The Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'm gonna give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me. Give it to me.